The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to our program and an early happy Thanksgiving to all of you. We hope you're safe out there. It is a little bit crazy, so be careful. And thanks for being a part of our day before celebration. Let's get right to the headlines, and we saw it last night. The another reveal of the college football playoff rankings, pretty much as expected. Georgia, Ohio State jumping Alabama, Cincinnati ending up in the top four. Now, will they stay? That is certainly the question of the day. We have Michigan and Ohio State playing this weekend. Michigan clearly would move up. Where would Ohio State rank? So that's the big story of the day, and we will certainly spend time, how much, I don't know, on that. Thanksgiving trash talk, back in the Iron Bowl. It all coming from a player who will not be in the Iron Bowl, Bo Nix, making the accusation earlier in the week that the refs favor Alabama. Now, that he did not offer any evidence. He did not deal in any degree of specificity. And the fact that the game 2 years ago at Jordan Hare ended with a controversial call against Nick Saban. Auburn has beaten Saban twice. So I have no earthly idea where Bo Nix is coming from, but it is the first trash talk we've had in the Iron Bowl in some time, even though he was directed at the Zebras. Will Rogers is ready for action in the Egg Bowl. That is little more than 24 hours away in Starkville. We'll talk a lot about that later in the program. How about starting off the holiday edition with Charles Barkley? We usually run into Charles down on the plains. We weren't sure we would see him Friday, so we lassoed him in today, and that is you better call the neighbors and friends. Barkley does not mince words on the week of the Iron Bowl. Joe Tess will be there for the Egg Bowl, and he is there. Tom Luganville will be here. Alex McDaniel on Egg Bowl history. And Karen Wilcher on Turkey Talk. We did this a couple years ago, and we're going to do it again. Getting you ready. In case you have not begun your feast, we will help you maybe with some last minute ideas. I know that we are the only show in America doing that today, but we may not be the only show, but we will do it better than the rest. But it is the only show taking your phone calls at 855-242-7285, and we all thank you for being a part of it. We begin with John in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul, it sounds like you're losing your voice.
It started the other day, and I was on this morning with Greeny, and it completely went out on me. I'm hoping it returns. But if not, please, you and everyone else, fill up the void and do all the talking today. I'll just kick back and listen.
I can't shout as loud as Jim, but first, your tribute to Cecil Hurt was quite beautiful, and my hat's off to your team behind the curtain for getting those guests on in real time to talk about him in his life.
Well,
it was very
you.
Nice.
Yeah, no, our crew here last night, headed by Jamar Jordan, did exemplary work, and we were just barking out a couple of names of people that we thought were close to Cecil, and we ended up with really two extraordinary guests who I thought
yeah, you hit home runs with those two. And I want to talk about some coaching extensions. But first, on the CFP, I was kind of surprised that Cincinnati was moved up to number four, because there's a possibility they'll have to leapfrog teams ahead of them later on. Obviously, we can now feel comfortable in having Michigan ahead of Michigan State, and obviously Ohio State ahead of Oregon, but it just seems to me if things play out, you'll have Georgia, Alabama, the Big 12 winner and a Big Ten winner. So I was a little surprised that Cincinnati was that high up. It kind of puts them in a corner.
Yeah, I think if on one level, John, maybe we give them credit for not playing politics, but you know, if you were being pragmatic, you probably would have put them behind Michigan, and that would force either Michigan up or out, either way. But you know, the nightmare scenario for Cincinnati is Oklahoma State dominating the next 2 weeks and Alabama beating Georgia.
Well, here's a nightmare scenario. Suppose the Big 12 beats up each other. You possibly could have, I don't know, you could have either Notre Dame and or Cincinnati both up there. So, you know, things can happen the next 10 days. You know. Anyways, I want to talk to you about the coaching extensions. I just don't get it. Well, first of all, the Florida AD waking up and deciding to fire the coach was quite bizarre. I mean, did a booster wake him up and say, I've got $12 million in your bank account? It was just a bizarre statement, I thought, to go along with the whole season down at Florida.
Well, but considering he had really not said anything, and I take with a grain of salt everything that everybody says. And to me, it just seemed like the athletic director down there was – really had no choice. He knew he had to get rid of Mullen, or otherwise he became an endangered species.
Well, I agree, but seeing James Franklin, who had a 4-5 record last year, will probably be around 7-5 or 7-6 this year, get an extension, and having losing records in the Big Ten the last 2 years. Then Mel Tucker was, I think, 5-6 at Colorado, his first job. 4-6 last year at Michigan State, and he more than got blown out against Ohio State. He was unprepared, unmotivated, his team. You know, 49 points and 500 yards in the first half. I just don't get why they're giving away the, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. It just blows me.
Well, John, thank you. Because athletic directors are not, they're playing with somebody else's money, and it's all about now, it's all about the headlines, it's all about the press conferences, and there's this is no way to run a business, but are these really businesses? Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Suzanne is in Georgia. Hello, Suzanne. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. My question is, there have been confirmed rumors of dissension on the Alabama team. Is that due to the $2 million in endorsements for Bryce Young and Saban's announcing it on television in the news?
Well, Suzanne, first of all, I don't really know, unless you would enlighten all of us specifically, what are the rumors you're hearing that are confirmed?
I have heard that I'm an Alabama fan, so, you know, I've heard that Coach Saban has had trouble with his team members. He does not have a leader on offense or defense to help him with the team. That they're obviously not the line front offensive line doesn't block, and the defensive line doesn't do a whole lot. They're just having trouble with the team, and that's what I just was concerned, because that's what I've heard all fall, really.
Well, Suzanne, I do understand what you're talking about. I think there are some pretty obvious chemistry and leadership issues. I think even the coach has referenced that. I don't think it has anything to do with Bryce Young's seven-figure deal. He's played about as well as he could possibly play, and he's still young and maturing into that role. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Kathy is up next in Georgia. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Paul. I hope you get feeling better. Drink
you
some warm tea, green tea. It will help you. Also, I wanted to say my condolences to Cecil's family and to you. I could tell yesterday that it was quite upsetting. But one thing to remember, that he will be celebrating Thanksgiving in heaven. Because Jesus does tell us, or God tells us, he's preparing a table for us. And I just want everyone to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. to all your callers and to everyone, even to our soldiers that can't make it home. And I am so blessed that we have you to represent us.
Kathy, thank you. And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I do want to say a personal note of thanks to everyone. When that story broke, as we came on the last hour, it was extremely difficult for everyone here who knew Cecil and loved him. But I will say the outpouring of support and the prayers, we had a minister call in, we had others, were very uplifting to his family, with whom I've been in touch with all day. It meant so much to them to hear what was said here. And I'm fully aware and cognizant that many of you don't know him and have never maybe even read one of his articles. That's understandable. There are a lot of people around the country and if not parts of the world watching or listening, but it did feel like a family here last night, and I leaned in and it helped me. And yeah, listen, all of us had been in awkward positions, and last night was one of those difficult positions where I frankly would have preferred just to go over to a corner and ball up and cry. But I also felt it was more important to honor him, and I'm so glad and gratified that we did. We'll take a break. Much more to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Back. Charles Barkley will join us shortly. That's enough to cure whatever ills you. Pat is up next in Georgia. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving, and I am truly sorry about the loss of your friend Cecil Hurt. I really am. This is not the reason I called, but with what Bo Nix said, I have a dear friend. He's 79 years old. I've known him since 62. He's had season tickets at Georgia since the mid-60s. He spent a few years as an assistant SID. My friend will go to his grave, and it will be marked on his grave. When you play Alabama, you not only play them, you play the refs. And you better play so good that they cannot interfere, because they will. Now, that's not the reason I called. I listened to the show Monday, and Greg McElroy did a very, very good job. I called in, and he gave a very thoughtful answer to my question. Two of my wife's favorite people are David Pollack and Greg McElroy, and my wife knows more about college football than a lot of men I know, and that's one of the many reasons I married her. But I get the impression that Alabama fans do not care for Greg McElroy. If that's true, do you have an opinion on why that's the case?
Well, it's a theory that as a former player, he should do what all former players do, and that is speak only good things about the Crimson Tide. And I think Greg mostly does, but I have heard him over the years give opinions on what he thinks is wrong or right. And it's one thing if an opinionist does it, but I didn't play at Alabama. He did. He won a national championship. So I think he's held to a different standard.
Well, okay.
Rightly or wrongly, by the way, and I'd say it's wrongly.
Well, and I would agree with you. He took some grief Monday, and he took it well-naturedly. And they really did a good job of answering the phone calls on Monday. They really did. Might be possible that, some of my best friends are my critics, and maybe some Alabama fans might need to learn that lesson. What do you think?
Pat, I don't want to cause problems on the eve of one of the blessed holidays of the year. Mitch is up next. Hey, Mitch.
Uncle Paul, I hope today is easier for you than last night.
Thank you. I felt
so bad for you. My condolences to you and to Cecil Hurt's family. I do want to tell you that was an example of why you are so beloved, though. You know when to be a horse's ass, but you know when to open your heart to whatever is needed. And you showed it yesterday. And you invite people into your family, and that's why we love you.
Thank you, Mitch.
I do want to say one thing about football. You know why they fired Dan Mullen? Because they did not want to hear his stupid responses to why lightsabers were at the Missouri game, responding back to his stupidity. So they said, let's get him fired before Monday because we don't want to hear his interview. But you have a happy Thanksgiving, and know that we all are praying for you and Cecil's family, and we're there for you.
Mitch, thank you, and you have a blessed day tomorrow as well. Greg is up next. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Paul. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
And have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm a 51-year Auburn fan. I'm 56 years old. And I sure hated to hear about Cecil. It broke my heart. And I just wanted to comment you on how you did the show with it and everything. And I listen to your show every day or watch it one. And I love it. And just wanted to say that. And War Eagle, that's all I can say about Auburn, because we're not having the greatest of a year. So I'll get off here and let somebody else get a call in. Thank you.
Greg, thank you for the kind words, and you have a great week weekend, especially tomorrow. Ronnie is in Mississippi. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Mr. Powell. Condolences to Powell family and to you.
You
really took it hard. I could tell you I was watching. But I was going to talk to you about football, about I got State picked over Ole Miss. What do you think about that situation?
Well, you're right. I was interested in that line. I'm interested to hear what Tessitore has to say. He's over there. I do think it's going to be outside of the Alabama game, the toughest game of the year for Ole Miss. I know they lost at Auburn, but I think they're up against a really good team at the moment. And you know, State got some bad games out of the way early, but they have been so consistent, and you know, both from a defensive standpoint and what Will Rogers has done. That's just mentioning the obvious. I am extraordinarily impressed with that season. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Tim is up next in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Paul. Sorry to hear about the loss of, you know, last night and everything. I called you and Coach Pippen about 2 weeks ago, was talking about the flop. And I was thinking if the player would do that, he would have to stay at a minimum of 4 downs. What do you think about something like that? That takes it out of the referee's hands.
Yeah, I think it's the toughest thing to figure out because you don't really know what is going on. And I don't like that because I hate to see it. I hate to see someone penalized when it is legitimate. And there's just almost no way to differentiate. Anyway, we have to go to a break. We'll come back to that subject and more. Charles Barkley will join us shortly.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
For those on radio, replayed Rod Bramlett's epic call from 2013. And as we say hello to our next guest, Charles Barkley, I know you've won the MVP. You're one of the greatest players of all time. You have a child that just recently got married that you're proud of. You've won gold medals. But that has to be the greatest moment of your life, doesn't it?
It's the greatest sporting event I've ever been in. Paul, being there at that game, that's the greatest sporting event I've ever been to individually. Yes, sir.
we heard you snickering as we were playing it. Anyway, it's so good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving. And I heard you were doing the golf, as you always do, on the Friday after Thanksgiving. I'm thinking we're not going to see him in Auburn, but my sources tell me you will make it to the Iron Bowl.
Paul, I got a private jet juiced up. I told TNT the only way I would do that match, and I said, I can't miss the Iron Bowl. And they said, what if we give you a private jet? I says, hey, have it waiting at the airport. As soon as the match is over, I'm jumping on that plane and getting my butt to Auburn, Alabama.
You know, it's so remarkable, Charles, because I'm old enough to have covered you in high school and college, so I know how long you've been doing this. But your love for this school is never ending. And I find that of all the things that people say about you in documentaries and books and movies and who knows what else has been done or will be done, I find that to be one of your great endearing qualities.
You know, Paul, Alabama is a great school. They've got the greatest college football coach ever. I've got to admire that and respect that. But I think people only like Alabama because they're great at football. Once you go to Auburn, I think you're part of a family for life. I always feel like I'm going back to a family reunion. And it's probably the best decision I've ever made in my life going to Auburn.
Talking to Charles Barkley, Charles, let's talk about you for a second, and then we'll get your thoughts on a couple of other things. The NBA season never ends. I know that's what you do. You've scared a lot of people recently with mentions of, you know, how much longer am I going to do this? It's hard to imagine you not doing what you're doing. What are you thinking about with your own life and career?
Well, Paul, I just don't want to work to the day I die. Listen, I've had a great run. I was blessed to play in the NBA for 16 years. I've been on television for 21 years. I'm almost 60 years old. It's hard for me to say, Paul. I'm almost 60 years old. And I'm smart enough to know that I'm on the back nine of life. And I just don't want to work. Hey, I love TNT. I love working there. I love the NBA. But at some point, you got to say to yourself, hey, man, enjoy the rest of your life. Out of all the stuff you have accomplished, go fishing and play golf and travel the world. And that's my game plan.
Is there anything that you still haven't done that you would like to do?
Wow, that's a great question, Paul. Probably just visit some other countries. I think that's like, I made up this goal when I turned 60. I'm going to get me like a little bowl and put in like 50 countries. And like, this is true, Paul. I'm going to get me a big old fish bowl and put different countries in there and spin it up. And like for 1 week a month, just 1 week a month, I'm going to go to some place in the world I've never been before. That's always been a goal of mine, and I can't wait to try. It's just a game, but I want to do it. I want to see the whole world.
But Charles, I mean, I think of Ali. I think of other people that have preceded you in terms of, you know, people that transcend sports, who started in sports. And I've had conversations with you about some of the people you've met, but it seems like you've met almost everyone. You've been most places. Is there anyone that is still on your own personal bucket list?
I'd like to meet Eminem. I'm a big fan of his. I got a chance to meet Snoop Dogg last year. I met Dr. Dre before. I met Denzel, which was awesome. I obviously worked with Sam. There's very few people that I haven't had an opportunity to brush around in my amazing life. But like I say, I just think it's important. I want to be like John Madden. I thought John Madden was great at his job. But the one thing you don't want to do is stay on too long. And to me, John Madden, I'm not comparing myself to John. I want to make that clear. He's the best to ever do it. And he left before his time was up. We all have to make this decision, whether you're a television announcer, radio announcer, or a jock. The one thing you don't want to do is stay on too long. And it's better to leave early than late, Paul. You know that. You see some jocks out there. You see some guys on television. You're like, are they wheeling him out there to do a broadcast?
I know. I feel like you're looking at me since they just did wheel me out here to do this interview the way I feel right now. Charles, that's so interesting, but how do you know? Because the money is extraordinary. And then you have the person that has completely shattered the myth, and that's Tom Brady, who could have walked away at any point in over the last 10 years, and he did it, and he's still winning.
Well, I think Tom Brady is he's probably the greatest jock ever, in my opinion. No disrespect to Michael Jordan or Novak Djokovic or anybody, Roger Federer, all these guys, Wayne Gretzky, they're GOATs, but what he's able to accomplish is just remarkable. I tell people why I think he's so highly of Tom Brady. Number one, he's the nicest jock I've ever met in my life, ever. But to be under every playoff game that's a game seven, if you got Michael Jordan in a series, you're probably going to win that series. If you got Wayne Gretzky, you're probably going to win a seven-game series. Same thing with Djokovic in tennis. He's probably going to win most 3 out of 5 matches in a set. But when you're Tom Brady, every playoff game is a game seven. And to be able to win 7 Super Bowls and play in 10, when we talk about the GOATs, not just of football, of all sports, his resume is pretty remarkable.
Talking to Charles Barkley, who will be at the Iron Bowl, when you go back to Auburn, and I've had the privilege, and I mean that, to watch you down there, you do look like a kid in college mixing with the kids who are now in college. What's it like when you zip into that fishbowl? And it's not like you run away from it. You seem like you embrace it.
Paul, I don't want to be all philosophical and emotional. Man, I've had the greatest life a person could have. I mean, you think about this. My grandmother, the greatest person in my life ever, drops me off at Auburn at 18 years old. And that was 40 years ago. And I had no idea how this thing was going to turn out. And to say I've been doing this for 40 years, I mean, man, this has been an incredible, amazing journey. But when I got dropped, first of all, let's get one thing. Auburn didn't know I could play when I went down there. I think about that. Like, everybody takes a lot of credit for my success later. But when I went down to Auburn, they didn't think I was going to be any good. They were recruiting another guy from my high school. I almost had to beg to get a scholarship there.
No, I remember your recruiting. You weren't, it's been well documented, but you were spotted during a Christmas tournament, if I remember. Everybody was coming to see, I think it was Bobby Lee Hurt, wasn't it? And you literally wiped the floors with this poor guy.
You know, it was amazing, Paul. I had never gotten a letter from a Division I school until after I played against Bobby Lee Hurt. I had a bunch of letters from junior college and some mid-majors. But until I played that Christmas tournament against Bobby Lee Hurt, I finally started getting letters. And it was really Alabama, Auburn, UAB. I never got any major college letters for, like, you know, people talk about Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina. They still haven't found their way to leave Alabama after all these years. but I'll say this, Paul. Going to Auburn was the best decision of my life. The people... I tell people, when you go, I really feel like I'm part of a family. And every time I go down there, I feel like I'm going to a family reunion. It's a great academic school. I can't attest for my academic prowess. I'm not going to get on here and lie to you. But I heard through the grapevine, it's a great academic school. It's a great environment. It's a great environment to send your kid. Because once you go to Auburn, you're just going to Auburn. You don't have all those distractions, all the big cities around. When you go to Auburn, you're going to Auburn, and it's just the most wonderful place. And like I say, I went down for the Georgia game, and I cannot wait to go down this weekend.
Well, let me get your analyst hat on here, because you do know football. And I used to always wonder, and I asked Pat Dye this 1,000 times, why he couldn't turn you into the best tight end in college football history. But what's going on with this Auburn team right now, Charles? They were off and running, and then they literally, I know they're without their quarterback, but they have hit the wall.
Yeah, the last couple games have been upsetting. But you know what? I'm all in on Coach Harsin. I think we have to be patient with him. I told you, Paul, the last time we talked, I think, was at the golf course. And I told you, I got faith in Coach Harsin. I think we got to be patient. He's only been there 11 games. I thought, you know, if you win one of those last two games, I think the Iron Bowl has a different feel. But I'm all in on Coach Harsin. I wish my Auburn people had a little patience. You know, we got an inferiority complex. We're always comparing ourselves to Alabama, which, like I say, man, they got the greatest college football coach ever over there. I have no animosity toward Alabama. It's a great, great school. And I'm looking forward to the game. If we can ruin Alabama's season, it would be, you know, you got the records up there, 6-5. If we can win the Iron Bowl, we might as well be 12-0. Because if we could ruin their season, it'd be awesome, plain and simple.
One last thing. Bo Nix this week, who unfortunately is not going to play because of injury, he made a statement that's gotten a lot of run. He said he feels like when Auburn's playing Alabama, the refs favor Alabama. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I wish he hadn't said that. Do not poke the bear, especially if you're not playing.
Exactly.
You know, I says, wait, whoa, whoa. When I saw it, I said, oh, calm down, little fella. You're not even playing in the game. Don't poke the bear. So, listen, I like Bo Nix. It's unfortunate he got hurt, but I was a little disappointed that listen, the only time you poke the bear, if you got a say in the game. And sitting over there on the sideline, you got no say in the game. So,
Charles, It's such a treat to have you on. We wish you well. We hope to see you this weekend. Enjoy Friday, and from all of us, thanks so much, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hey, Paul, you know, man, I tell people, anytime you ask me to be on the show, I'll never forget you, and thank you enough for coming to my mother's funeral. It meant a lot to me personally. And anytime you ever need me on the show, count me in. You have a great Thanksgiving. Everybody down in Alabama, have a great Thanksgiving. And I can't wait to get down to Auburn Saturday.
Charles, all the best. Thanks so much. What a pleasure to have Charles Barkley on this program. And we will take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back. And again, I know I'm starting to sound repetitive here by thanking people, but I mean, how great is that to hear Charles Barkley and the raw honesty of what he had to say. Iman is up next. Hello, Iman.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, first and foremost, my thoughts and prayers and condolences to caught me at a blank here.
Cecil
Hart's family and friends. And it was obvious a couple of weeks ago when you mentioned it on the air that it was something real serious, and that's exactly the way I took it, that it was something real serious, and it was obviously very upsetting to you yesterday as you kind of broke into that news. And I was going to call you, but then once it kind of went that way, I thought, no, I'd wait till today. And it's good to have you back. Hope you're feeling better too.
Thank you.
I did pick up on a couple calls yesterday. And by the way, it's Iron Bowl week. And Auburn does a lot of great things with those wounded Eagles. And I tell you what, if the Auburn Tigers have to jump off the upper deck and intercept footballs and tackle asses, then that's what you might see. That's exactly what you might see. Bunch of wounded Tigers going out there. And what Pat Dye say? 60 minutes. Now, we're coming in a little bit behind the eight ball, but you'll see blue jerseys out there for 60 minutes. And it is what it is. I picked up on a couple calls yesterday. And one of them, let's just go straight to the heart of it. Legend talking about McElroy. I thought McElroy and Cole did a hell of a job the other day. And it doesn't matter if Jim don't call or Legend don't call. But Legend's coming on here, and he's telling you about his – he's been trained by the greatest. 30 seconds, move on. 30 seconds, move on. 30 seconds, move on. Now, remind me, Paul, who in the hell is Legend broadcasting for right now? And who is McElroy and Cole broadcasting to?
Right.
That's what I thought. Crickets, 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 crickets. And why does Jim, over all these years, feel like he's such a talent search and knows so much about your show and what Jeff brings to the table? Because you misunderstood and you misspoke going to Jack the caller, and how much you miss Jeff, that's on Jeff. Do you miss Jeff?
I'm probably going to be able to make it through the weekend.
I mean, I don't miss him. That's on him if he wants to call. He's the one like Manuel from Texas years ago. He was all up in the thick of things, and guess what? Faded away. Why? Because there was nothing else to talk about. And if Jeff has nothing to talk about, that don't make him he's got nothing to talk about. Don't make him a great caller. He was a good caller, but he's got nothing to talk about. Although he should have something to talk about. But you know what? He doesn't feel compelled to pick this phone up and call Paul. And if you don't pick this phone up and call Paul, that's it. That's history. 60 minutes, Crimson Tide fans. 60 minutes. Hey, Paul, have a great Thanksgiving to all y'all. I expect to hear all your voices Thursday, Friday. Have a good day.
Thank you, Amen. Really great to have you on. What a crazy first hour with Charles Barkley. We'll talk to Joe Tessitore in the next hour. He's on the call for the Egg Bowl and more of your phone calls as well. We are here on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, one of the great days every year on the calendar. So stick around. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.